Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you awesome and beautiful music coming there from Mojalefa Rabudila and the song Have You Heard About Jesus. We are sitting on exactly 15 minutes just after one. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. I will be connecting in a short while to Pastor Gladwell Zabane, and we're talking today about dealing with arguments in a relationship and how to also make your spouse or your partner feel wanted and loved, even during those times. Because most of the times when we are going through conflicts, when we are going through arguments, sometimes we can feel like we are unwanted and not loved. And how do you deal with that? What do you do when you find yourself going that through that in your relationship? So a conflict is a serious disagreement or an argument between the two people that we are talking, a serious one. Yeah, there are those arguments which are very light. You can deal with them and then everything is dealt with quickly. But there are those that are so serious that can even break a relationship, that can even break a marriage. How do you deal with these? Or if not attended to, then they can break. They need to be attended to, dealt with, or else they can affect a relationship. So let's connect to Pastor Gladwell Zabane and talk to him about this. You can be part of our discussion. The lines will be open for you throughout on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. Alternatively, you can send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Our SMS line 37871. We'd love to hear from you. Taking us through to Pastor Gladwell Zabane, the sounds of Helen Nyakani, Bread of Life.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Bringing the word of God to you. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're in 657 AM. Gave you awesome, beautiful music coming there from Helen Nyakani and the song Bread of Life. He is the bread of life. He is life itself. And on the line, I'm now joined by Pastor Gladwell Zabane. We're talking, dealing with arguments, conflicts or conflicts in a relationship. Muruti, how are you?
I am blessed of the Lord and very strong. Thank you so much, ma'am. How are you?
I'm blessed, Muruti. I hope you're good. I've heard that the weather is weathering. So I don't know. Are the clouds gathering outside? Because we are warned about a storm, thunderstorms that are coming, and heavy rainfall in Tshwane. We are in Tshwane. Do we see that outside?
Well, it's just cloudy, but not like really showing any signs of a storm.
Uh-huh.
It is partly cloudy here and there. But yeah, we trust God that, you know, whatever happens,
we are safe. Yeah,
we are safe.
Well, Muruti, we are back again on this awesome Monday, and we're talking conflicts. We're talking dealing with that and dealing with arguments in relationships. I wonder what brings about. Somebody said to me, Sibongile, it's normal. Where there are two people, it's bound to be arguments, because the two people are there. They're coming from different angles and they don't see things the same. And sometimes you find that they're actually agreeing, but they're not even aware that they are in agreement. But some of these arguments that are there can lead couples to, if they are not attended to even break up. They can break up a relationship or a marriage if not attended to some of these conflicts. And I've heard also of people who say they don't feel loved during that time when they are going through an argument or a disagreement or a conflict with their lover. Can I put it that way today? Because we're talking relationships here. So they don't feel loved by their lover because of that conflict that's on the table or that's taking place. So Moruti, what brings about these conflicts? What brings about these arguments? Because I've heard of others saying, yo, we haven't even argued. I don't know how true that is. And you find they are being asked about how they made it. They've been married maybe for 18 years, for 30 years. And you hear some saying, we never argued. So what brings about arguments? Are arguments also healthy for relationships? Let's start there.
Yeah, different things bring arguments in relationships.
Yeah.
If we are not careful how we handle the arguments themselves, not the causes of the arguments, but the arguments themselves, it can go out of hand. I want to read a verse of scripture here that Paul wrote to Timothy.
Okay.
He says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23, 2 Timothy chapter 2,
verse 23,
in the King James, he says, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. So now, you see, sometimes, that's why I said different things bring about arguments. Sometimes it's these foolish questions. People argue over the most trivial of things. People argue over things that they really shouldn't be arguing over. People argue over the question of not being fully or well informed about what is happening at that time or the situation that leads to the argument. And so when one is not fully informed, in other words, like for instance, when I talk about foolish questions, an example of that would be like in the book of Proverbs chapter 18, where the Bible says, the writer says, a fool has no interest in gaining understanding. His only interest is in expressing his own opinion. So, in other words, lack of listening skills. If you don't listen carefully, you might find yourself in an argument when it was really not necessary for there to be an argument. You see, in verse 2, in Proverbs 18, he says, a fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself, in other words, to express his own opinion. And so now look at verse 6, which is also very interesting. It says, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for strokes. Verse 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare for his soul. You see. So when you, for instance, there are people who are very quick to answer a matter before they even understand what is being said or what was said or what was spoken or what was happening. If someone is trying to explain that no, this is what actually happened, this is what transpired, and then you find that your anger is so strong that you disregard what the other person is trying to explain, you end up getting into an argument over how you feel rather than over what really took place.
Okay.
And so that's why I say different things bring about. Different things bring about this strife and this argument. But then the other thing is that you see, arguments, to answer the second part of the question, can lead to problems and can be destructive to the relationship, because you see, Paul says, avoid foolish and unlearned questions, knowing that they do gender strife. In other words, if the argument leads to strife,
mm-hmm.
and we know that the Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive, must not enter into strife, you know. And so if the argument leads to strife, then yes, it does become unhealthy for the relationship. Now, you see, there's a difference between arguments and communication.
Okay.
Or having a conversation, let me put it that way. Because in a conversation, that's where people give each other a chance to express themselves and then try to understand what the other person
is saying. So listening to understand. Listening to the other person to understand. Okay.
Absolutely. So that's a conversation. But in an argument, people don't even listen to each other. The first thing that happens is that there are people who want to always win the argument, and so they will always try to have their voice above your voice or above the other person's voice. So that when you try to say something, they come in and they interrupt you and they speak louder than you. They become more aggressive in the way they express themselves. They use intimidation tactics and things of that nature. There are people who will enter into arguments not to resolve issues or to solve problems, but they enter into arguments to make the other person, to shut the other person down, so that they don't give the other person an opportunity to speak. And sometimes that happens often when I know that I am wrong. And the other people is right, but I just don't want them to express it.
Okay. So it is exactly
so it is exactly
what Muhammad Ali would do when he got to the ring. He says, "I sting like a bee." And so you are intimidated even before you say anything.
Absolutely. So they use, you know, intimidation to overpower the other person and not even allow them to express themselves, because I know that if this person expresses themselves, I'm going to be left, you know, feeling embarrassed. Or I'm going to be exposed, things of that nature. And so we enter into arguments for different reasons, and sometimes to avoid the very question of communication. Just, I don't want to really have communication with this person on this particular matter. I just want them to hear what I have to say and just feel intimidated and go with it.
Okay. All right.
So
it's about me.
Absolutely, you know. And so the other thing is, is it depends, you know, the background that you're coming from.
Okay.
And how informed you are. If, for instance, someone tells me and says, you know, Swingile did this and that and that, or said this and this about you. And when I come to you to talk to you about it, I confront you, I'm not there to hear what you have to say. I'm there because I've been influenced against you. And as a result, I'm coming down on you like a ton of pigs. I'm not even going to give you a chance to speak. I'm just going to speak my mind to you, because already I've been influenced negatively towards you. And so my mind tells me nothing good will come out of your mouth. Nothing constructive will come out of your mouth, so I'm just coming there, you know, I'm contentious. I'm in a fighting mood, you know, that I'm fighting here. I'm not even engaging in a discussion. I am fighting you. And so that then also is one of the things that cause arguments that lead to strife. So the best thing to do is, if we are in a relationship and we are to build our relationship, we are to look at the fact that, one, instead of arguments, it's better to engage in conversations with the intention to build the relationship and to make sure that we avoid strife. Because remember, strife doesn't end when the argument stops. The feelings of resentment and bitterness continue even beyond that. You know, that's the thing about strife. It becomes a continuous thing. It becomes a vicious cycle that becomes very difficult to recover from, to come back from. And so that's why we need to be weary of that. And because remember, during arguments, if you know, people in arguments use hurtful words toward each other. The problem, however, is that whatever hurtful words are exchanged, they are not easy to forget. They will always keep ringing in your head, and you will keep remembering, and it will be like, I'm still hearing this person say this to me or say this about me. And it keeps the resentment and the bitterness and the anger, the sadness, the disappointment. It keeps all those things which ultimately lead to misery and heartache. It keeps all those things going on and continuing for a very long time. And so that's why then it spills over into the area of unforgiveness. So now unforgiveness becomes one of the consequences of an argument that was not handled well.
Yeah, because I was going to ask
how we handle our conversations.
It's very important. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I was going to come back to that to ask you, Muruti, then what kind of arguments would now lead to a breakup in a relationship? I just want us to fix one thing, Muruti. There's something that's not like it. Let's fix it, and then so we can hear you very clear. So we can hear you very clear. Let's do that, and then let's come back to talk to you some more. Taking us through as we are fixing this, let's take the sounds of Luludikana, and the title of the song is Savior. We're coming back with Pastor Gladwell Zabani. We're talking, dealing with conflicts, dealing with arguments in relationships.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is Where You At, gave you Luludikana, the late Luludikana Savior. And we were just fixing a few things with Pastor Gladwell Zabani, but we're still on it. We're still talking about dealing with conflict, dealing with arguments in relationships. And Muruti says, make sure that strife doesn't come in, because strife takes long to heal from, and it continues even after the argument because of the horrible things that people say to each other. So, Muruti, how important is that for partners, for spouses, to remember that I love you whenever there is a difference on the table? That we love each other. So I was reading a post from this other lady, I think a couple of days back, and this lady says her husband came in and sat down next to her, put his hand on her leg, and she says, I asked my husband and said, I thought you were angry at me. I thought you were mad at me. And the husband just kept it there for a while and never said a thing. And when he opened his mouth, he said, just want to make you know that you're still special. Even if there's a difference, you're still special. And I thought, ooh, this is a movie. So, and you say that we shouldn't allow strife into the relationship during that time. How do we do so? How do we also make our partner feel loved, feel that even while we are in an argument, while there is a conflict, I love you. I'm still, I haven't changed my feelings or my, I don't know, because we can't just say that love is a feeling, but I still love you. My feelings and everything still say that I love you, even when we are seeing things different. Because an argument should just be us seeing things different. It shouldn't separate us, right?
Yeah, right, right, absolutely. You know, one of the greatest challenges that we face is our upbringing. in our upbringing, we were taught and trained, whether consciously or unconsciously so, that when one is angry, then anything goes. And that is justifiable.
And that, and so, and also that when one is angry, it's the end.
Absolutely.
That's what we are told in our when we are young.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so that then creates a problem because it becomes so entrenched in us that we accept that as the norm. That's why people will say things like, no, it's normal to have arguments. But they say it's normal, but not looking at how those arguments are handled, not looking at the background of the two people involved in the argument, not looking at their beliefs and their values, you know, how they were brought up and what they were taught to accept as justifiable. All of those things are factors that play a role in shaping the outcome in an argument or where there is conflict.
Mm.
And so to do that, to make sure that our partner, we still continue to ensure them that we love them, they're still loved and special,
mm-hmm.
you have to mind your words.
Mm.
Be careful how you use your words. You see, we were taught, for example, and trained this in upbringing that when you are angry,
mm-hmm.
you say anything.
Mm.
And that's why we come back later and say, no, I'm sorry, I was angry. But hear what the scripture says. Hear what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in the very same Proverbs chapter 18
mm-hmm.
yeah, it says in verse number 13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it,
mm-hmm.
it is folly and foolishness unto him.
Mm.
So it's very, very important to be careful. Look at verse 8. It says, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly.
Okay.
That means the belly, that's your spirit.
Mm.
They go down into your spirit. And so we've got to be very, very mindful of the words that we say, because verse 4 says, the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. So your words, as a human being, are as deep waters. In other words, they cut deep. They cut very deep. And as a result, we have to be very mindful and very careful of how we use our words, of what we say, especially when we are angry.
Mm.
Because most of us enter into arguments because we are angry.
Mm.
And so that anger then justifies us saying anything that, you know, comes into our minds. Because when I'm angry, I feel that I have to be very, very harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you words that are going to make you think twice the next time you want to do something that I'm not pleased about. And so that then leads us into this area of strife, where ultimately this strife is carried on and continues to the point where it leads to unforgiveness, and it leads to the even the end of the relationship. So how to ensure that our partners still feel loved and still feel that they're special, we have to be mindful of the words that we use. When you correct your spouse, for instance, do keep in mind that this is my spouse I'm talking to. And so I have to correct them in such a way that my correction makes them, reassures them of the fact that they are still loved, they are still cared for. It's only that they have done something that maybe is wrong, or they have done something that perhaps is unpleasing to me, but it doesn't mean that they are not loved. So if in a moment of anger I, for instance, insult my spouse, now see, that's going to bear very, very terrible consequences, because the insult cuts deep. It wounds the spirit. And as much as I can say, no, I'm sorry, I was angry, they will always remember the insult that I hurled towards them. And so now the result is that I will be dealing with someone who is hurting, but without me being aware how much I've hurt this person. And so that then leads to those kind of consequences where even relationships ultimately break.
Okay, so I spoke to somebody who says, I wasn't like this at the beginning, but he the way he does things never allows me to speak. It's always about him. So she says, her partner says she should keep quiet when he is angry, and he should just release anyhow, whatever, dish out whatever, and she should just be quiet. And she says it's confusing, because when I'm quiet, he says, so you're not talking. And when I start talking, it's an argument, which now it's something else. And I've ended up now leveling up, because he never gives me an opportunity to talk. It's all him all the time, and I have to be quiet. And when I speak, I'm wrong. So how do you deal with such?
Yeah, you see, that is an unfortunate situation where it shows very clearly that both of them do not know how to handle an argument or conflict. In other words, they lack conflict resolution skills. And so they need to consider counseling on a serious level so that they can learn how to resolve conflict, learn that when there's something going wrong between us, the aim and the idea is to correct one another lovingly, so that we achieve a win-win situation. In other words, at the end of the day, no one remains broken or hurt.
Okay.
Because remember, like I pointed out in the scripture in Proverbs, the words of a person, or like it says, the laborer's words, they are like deep waters. They cut very deep into the very belly, you know, the spirit of the man. So the thing to do is to learn conflict resolution skills. It must be understood that if there's conflict or a disagreement on a particular matter, it has to be discussed. It's not a question of when you talk to your spouse, remember, it's not like you're talking to a child who is immature. You are talking to an adult here, which means there must be a discussion between the two of you, rather than the one cracking the whip.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that we need to correct, is to correct the situation of sitting to crack the whip every time our spouse has done something wrong. And so she should be allowed to also express her side of the story, how she sees things, and explain what she's thinking, how she's feeling, why she did what she did. It's not right for the partner to say to him, no, you should be quiet. Because that comes out of the fact that men sometimes often misinterpret the question of respect. And they think respect means
quiet.
Yeah, it means you allow yourself to be dominated and intimidated. that's when then I feel that you are respecting. That's not respect at all.
That's fear.
That's domination.
That's domination. That's
Yeah.
So you end up not loving your spouse, but fearing them.
Fearing them, absolutely.
Also, I think when it comes to women who would talk and not even allow theirs, because we can talk. can shout.
That's definitely true.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. But so we need to deal with that. Let me ask Muruti, should argument go with anger? Because most of the times, argument in relationships is coupled with anger. I believe that there can be an argument. It's a difference, like we said, but without anger in it, without involving anger in it. I don't know. Am I wrong?
No. You are actually very right. And the thing about it is that when in that particular case, it's not even a question of anger going with the argument or the argument going with anger. It's basically a question of the argument is driven by anger.
And so, I hear you.
Yeah. So the best thing to do is to say, when I'm angry, and I know myself that I do lose it when I get angry, then rather let me choose to say, in that moment of anger, let me not say anything. Let me not try to resolve. Let me remain quiet and take some time to cool off. Because remember, the Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 says, be angry and sin not. So I've got to be mindful that in my anger, I do not end up sinning or saying things that are going to be hurtful or destructive to the other person. And so to control my anger, then I need to say, I need time to cool down, go off somewhere, get some air, calm down. And then when I'm calm, I can then come back and then say, can we talk about what happened?
Okay.
Now we are engaging in a conversation rather than argument.
All right, let me take a family member on the line and then continue with you, Muruti. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, Sisi Sibongile?
I'm blessed, Babu Nkosi. Welcome.
Amen. I'm Buddhist Zabane Siyabonga. Ukufundisa ukuthi kunomehluko.
Yeah.
Phakathi kwe conflict ne communication.
Eish.
Ngobe yabona mfundisi thina inkinga yethu siya attackana. Ya. Uma kunenkinga ngiyam attack unkosikazi. Kunokuthi si-communicate. Kunomehluko phakathi komuntu oku-athekhayo nomuntu ofuna ukuthi
azwisise. Yes.
Ya. Kungako igcina iba yimbi ingasabi i-communication. Ngobe angandi kufanele sikube nama-disagreement ngobe ngingazwisisi, but ngenze ukuthi ngizwisise. Yebo, nami angilalele njengoba umfundisi asho ukuthi kufuneka silalele ngokufuna ukuzwisisa. Hayi, silalele ngokufuna
ukuphendula. Eish.
Silalela ngokufuna ukuphendula. Mfundisi wami, anginako ukumoshela isikhathi, chubeka.
Thank you, Babu Nkosi. Thank you, Babu Nkosi. Babu Nkosi says the challenge is that we attack our spouses. We are out for an attack when we should be communicating. And it means that we do not understand communication, as you said, Muruti. We want to attack instead of listening to understand. Because when there's a disagreement, it means there's a misunderstanding. So listen to understand, not listen to answer. So he says the challenge is that the approach is wrong. The approach comes from attacking your spouse, which is very wrong, or your partner, which is very, very wrong. And we need to deal with that. Eish, then we've been taught wrong.
Absolutely.
But I wouldn't even say that we were taught by our parents. Mm-mm. We were taught by the world. Yeah. And I think it's the responsibility now of parents to teach children how to deal with conflict and argument from home.
Yeah.
Then that will also help in relationships, because it comes from our upbringing. This is what I've learned.
Absolutely.
And this worked for me. So you come out like a lion. And then I remember watching, I think it was Monsters Incorporated. And there's this baby who came out into the monster's world. But she loves this other monster because the monster is cute. But then she sees the monster angry or showing other monsters how they should scare children. And the baby was so scared of it. And that's what we do. Because we should be loving our partners. Now we come out like that monster. And at the end of the day, our spouses are afraid of us because of how we approached the whole matter.
Yes. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with Babu Nkosi fully. And approach is very, very important. And we must also be able to separate between the issues, in other words, what transpired, and the approach that we choose, you know, because however I respond is a choice. It doesn't come naturally. I actually make a choice to say, I'm going to respond in this way. I want to be so harsh. That's why you hear a person expressing their intention to be harsh towards another person, saying, you know, I want to tell them a piece of my mind. See, right there. It shows that your intention is to say, I want to foretell this person. I really want to tell them. And you are not going to be careful with your words. You're going to end up using words that might actually harm the other person rather than resolve the matter at hand. So we must be able to separate between what is transpiring and how I choose to approach.
Okay, let's take another break, Murut, and then we are coming back. You remind me of somebody who said to me, until I tell them a piece of my mind, I'm not, I won't be okay. Until I tell them a piece of my mind, well, give me that chance first, then I'll be okay. And then you tell them a piece of your mind, but in a stupid manner. I'm sorry to use the word stupid. And then the relationship breaks. So, Lord have mercy. We're coming back with Pastor Letwell Zavani. We are dealing with conflicts. We're learning on how to deal with conflicts, dealing with arguments in relationships. We are crossing over to the 2 o'clock news bulletin. We're coming back just after these.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.